Nolte, National Lawyers Guild's first Latina president is white. By John Nolte on January 8, 2021. A prominent attorney named Natasha Licia Orobanen posed as Puerto Rican and Colombian for more than a decade and has now just confirmed she's white. "I am racially white, and have always said that. However, my cultural identity was formed as a result of my family, both chosen and chosen for me, and that has always been Latinx." The 43-year-old Bannon told the nonprofit news outlet Prism, that first reported on this. "My identity is my most authentic expression of who I am and how I pay honor to the people who have formed me since I was a child." Oh, okay. Despite her claims of being transparent about being white, according to Prism, she is currently senior counsel at Latino Justice Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. Prism also laid down the rest of her resume. In 2006, she was one of just 22 Latina fellows chosen to participate in the National Hispana Leadership Institute. In 2008, she was the recipient of the Peace, Health, and Justice Award from Casa Atabaxaic, an organization in the South Bronx that facilitates collective transformation and social change for women of color. In 2009, Bannon was president of CUNY Law School's Latin American Law Students Association, and also served as one of two law student fellows at the school's Center for Latino/A Rights and Equality, CLOR. Despite her resume identifying herself as a fellow, Bannon was an intern in 2010 for the Center for Constitutional Rights Ella Baker program, named after the African American Civil Rights and Human Rights activist. Bannon became the National Lawyers Guild's, NLG, president in 2015 and was heralded as the organization's first Latina president. In 2016, she attended the Aspen Institute's invitation-only Justice and Society Seminar as a Ricardo Salinas Scholar, courtesy of the Ricardo Salinas Scholarship Fund aimed at increasing the participation of Latinos in the Aspen Institute's highly coveted events. So, she's basically been out there for two decades robbing actual Hispanics of these opportunities. Prism further reports that there is also Bannon's way of speaking. At a 2015 event in support of Puerto Rican activist Oscar Lopez Rivera, Bannon addressed the crowd in what appears to be an affected accent. "Here we go again. Hilaria Baldwin. Rachel Dolezal. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Just more proof that racism is no longer an issue in this country. If racism was a problem in America, people wouldn't be so eager to pose as racial minorities. And we all know why they do. The benefits that come with being part of the protected class. Why else would a white, mostly Italian woman born in Georgia, of all places, pose as Puerto Rican? Just like Alec Baldwin's disgraced wife Hilaria, as well as Dolezal and Warren, the benefits in this country to being a racial minority are just too many to pass up. Take riots, for instance. If you're part of Black Lives Matter and burn down Washington, D.C., they name plazas after you. That's a pretty good deal." The only thing you can say in Bannon's defense is that she has as much right to identify as Puerto Rican as Juno star Ellen Page does to claim she's now a guy named Elliot. From a science and biological standpoint, your sex is something much more ingrained on your cells and DNA than your race, skin color, and ethnicity. So white people who claim to be black or whatever are actually on safer scientific ground identifying as another race than a woman is claiming to be a man or vice versa. Is it just me, or is everything stupid now? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.